I only had read in linebacker for maybe 2 weeks of his life where he found a way that you don't hit your head when you play tight end like we hit our heads. Thank you, Brett. Thank you, Abzir. I was with his dad when he came back in the ICU unit. And 2 weeks ago, when we sat together in his wheelchair, he is not working his right side of his body. But for him to have that joy of you representing him in this form is huge. And you did a phenomenal job. I want to thank my staff who's done a phenomenal job to put this together. I want to thank my MDA board members. My boy right here just came in from the Future Forces Command for 3 days. He's on the Army Science Board. He is in the game, and he is advocating to get the most capability we can get for our soldiers and sailors and airmen. So thank you. Thank you, Dave, here as well. I want to thank the team, the MDA members that are throughout this room and throughout this country and throughout this world. This is a team game. We are a family here, so thank you for that. This is about those four winners. They are the reflection of many. And this event, which now marks 600, is our most powerful event, our most favored event over all the things we do, because it is the bloodline, it is the heartbeat, it is the grit of this culture that is unlike any that has brought across the board the services, across the world, nations, to bring together a defense that makes our world safe. And this event marks, and the reason we did this event is the first modern day intercept was January 18th, 1981 in Saudi Arabia by the Patriot system. And since then, we've had hundreds and hundreds of kinetic energy ballistic missile intercepts. And since then, we are standing here safe and protected against the threats that are about us. And we are at a junction in missile defense history. We are at a junction in taking on competitors and near-peer threats that don't abide by the rules of the game, that don't abide by the ethics and the character of mankind, that don't abide by international law, that are a machine. And China, Russia, and we're not going to beat them machine versus machine, because we're not going to stoop low down to change our character and the American dreams that we are. We're going to beat them by our culture of winning. And we have that. This is what this is. This is creating relationships, creating trust, creating passion amongst a diversity of 17 countries, 4 services to where we're at today. And in this room, our young leaders that we have recognized are a reflection of the leaders in this room. And leaders develop leaders. Winners associate with winners to win. So I want to point out a couple highlights of some of our leaders in this room. I'm going to start off with the Undersecretary, John Rudin. A year ago, this man had the courage to stop a ballistic missile defense review that was limited in its viewpoints, limited in its threats. And that was ready to roll out, and he stopped it against public momentum, against congressional influence. And he is leading the new missile defense review that is coming out that is going to expand the role of what we do, expand the threat set of what we fight against, and change the history and the course of missile defense. We are not just ballistic missile defense anymore. Hyper cruise. And that's a tremendous shift. And we're not fighting against a simple threat of North Korea or Iran anymore. So I give great credit to you, sir, for that leadership. I want to give credit to the man sitting right next to him, Lieutenant General Greaves, and what he has done in his short time as the director of the Missile Defense Agency. He has catapulted an organization to match John's dream of expanding our capabilities to fight more than North Korea. What Sam did last month in FTOI with the Engage on Remote, the SM-3 Block 2A, is absolutely remarkable. It is the first really cross-domain test, operational, successful, that used all the layers that we have on the fight. That is the future. He also spearheaded the Kill Assessment satellite constellation, which is a multitude of satellites that he put up cheaper commercially around our Earth. That is the foundation of our space discrimination layer that will be going up. That was huge. And the most important, well, I wouldn't say it's the most important, but the other big thing he's done is a C2 BMC. There's no other agency service that is this far advanced in being able to bring in sources from cross-domain assets to achieve a firing solution. So that was huge for him. Want to stay at my table a little bit, so I'm going to thank you, Dixon, very much for honoring my wife. I do want to say, I know I'm going to hear a lot about it tonight, but I do want to say that she has been with me, the only one in the room that's been with me for all of these events, and she has been with me since the conception and supported me for the resilience and the buildup of are creating the MDAA to what it does. So thank you very much, sweetie. Thank Dixon Smith, who was an installation commander, who put forward those first movements for the Romania Aegis Ashore site, which was very challenging, and what he was asked to do in 2008, 2009. And the ROTA base that you did, that you put forward, your efforts and your touch on the installation part of missile defense, so thank you. I'd like to go to our Pittsburgh Steeler U.S. Air Force 3-star over there, Mr. Thompson. And you're right, you're on the cusp of being a Space Force, Space Corps, Space Force. That is really gonna be our building block and our foundation to compete and win against all. And we are excited to see that come out, whatever it comes out, but for these young leaders to see what we have here in this room. And it was just wonderful to hear Abizier, who does the MQ-3 that's gonna add into this thing. We'll give a little shout out to Bob Joseph for breaking that ABM treaty, that we're able to do what we're doing right now. We're gonna be able to We should have probably done it earlier, but I know that's what you think, but it took some time to get where we're at. So, and our Army, sir, thank you, Tom, for phenomenal support for our program. What you've done with the integration between THAAD and Patriot, and certainly Lucas represents that, and the GION that was done in Korea is remarkable, and it is engage on remote. That is saving lives and stability in a very highly tested region that we have today. Clem, who is the commander of the most missile defense assets in the world, of the Patriot, the THAAD, and he is leading that charge of moving forward and best placing those units. And then Brian, for the schoolhouse, that's going to have to change its portfolio to match the growth of where we're going in integration, and that integration is going to have to go all the way down to SHORAD, to MSHORAD, to Patriot, to THAAD, to SM3. We have to fight that way. We have to fight that way to win these days. And to Dan and the GBI, Jacob, that's the heartbeat of our country. And what a way to, Jacob, to come across on how important, how valuable that is. And certainly in the next month or two, that asset is going to be more valuable as we get stability on these talks on where we're going to go or not go. And demonstrating really the C2 BMC that the GMD system does, that really is the basic architecture that we've been able to branch off to do what we do. So that's phenomenal. And Dan, I appreciate your movement on taking that mission as the National Guard for home defense. You are that mission in Alaska, California, Colorado, but they've recently taken on Guam, and Guam's one of our territories. And one day we hope to maybe have him relieve the Navy's Aegis Ashore sites that could be there on it. But thank you for your strong advocacy and support on it. Major General Glenn Baumhall, a really significant event that happened this year was bringing forward the MSHORAD. We have a maneuvering short-range missile defense capability that is in place in Europe, and what a heck of a drive that was to make that happen. And Glenn, you did a great job with it. Your troops are out there with it and doing that. So we've got Mr. Kilby, Rear Admiral Kilby, Rear Admiral Drugan on their, I think, mid-30s now, Aegis BMD capabilities around the world. They're moving forward with the baseline 10 and creating, as John said, that underlayer, because we are limited until we can grow beyond 64. We have to depend on this if there is a breakout. So that technology is phenomenal as well. So you have some unbelievable leaders here, and you have, this is really our award winners, our warrant officer, a couple of warrant officers. So you can see how we've changed the technical part of how important this game is, or this mission is tonight. We have to win. We have to win, and the culture leads us to win. And all of you are part of that. And all of you have that obligation to win and to recognize excellence as we have done tonight. So thank you very much. Thank you.